not that huge, and we can just float over in a split second and just be with them and communicate directly. But sometimes people at the other end this is a very good thing that should be improved in the future, because in here we do not do the laundry in space. Unless we have a tiny spot to clean on one thing, then we just use new clothes. We don't do laundry. I think the in the future of space exploration, we should create some devices to do the laundry in space. Over. Actually, not everybody is licensed, only those who volunteer. Over. Hi, actually, we do have batteries which are charged by solar power, but those batteries, they work first as backup, because we have a lot of them, and also during night passes when the sun is not shining on the solar panels. Over. The station, November Alpha 1 SS, in here, does not do frequency correction. It's up to the ground station supporting the ham radio contact to do this. Over. That's very interesting. So actually we cannot feel this and we cannot measure it. But what I can tell you is that it feels like time flies in here. We are very busy and our schedules are very busy. So at the end of the day, we always have the impression that the day went too fast. Over. Yeah, actually there are sometimes interferences on ham radio. We can hear sometimes some other countries and other people speaking during our ham events, and not today, that's interesting, but sometimes it happens. And also on the VHF frequency, it's actually very interesting, because there's no blocking contact between the ISS and Earth, so yeah, there is sometimes interferences. Over. Well, that's a tricky question for a physicist, but to summarize it and make it very clear, during the re-entry into the atmosphere, there is a plasma creating around us and a lot of ionization. This is our environment, and in this environment, it's not possible for the electromagnetic waves to be transmitted. Usually, it's basically the capsule during re-entry was jammed. Over. Actually, that's very useful. You have more tools of course, but they are not ours. They are basically some devices that stay up here, and we have your own smartphone with your own personal pictures and your own contact directory and everything. You just have a blank smartphone here, but and you cannot have all of the apps that you want, but because there are some filters, but at least it's a smartphone and you can take some pictures and